go.
Everyone, hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know that it is Planet Remix, and a lot of times we cover adult content. So at this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put your headset on or get yourself in a place where you can enjoy your time on Planet Remix. But until then, put the babies out. Do what you need to do so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. And I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian's consent before diving into the remix. Well, enjoy. Enjoy the share. Yeah, and keep knowing your magic. We just gotta be responsible while growing up on planet Earth.
And that's it. We've got to be responsible while growing up on planet Earth. Peace and greetings, soul family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on in to Planet Remix Radio. I am Miss Blue, the Soulful Oracle. And I just want to welcome everybody on in. So glad to see everyone in the building. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to keep that part to myself. Spirit has just been bringing in messages all day today. I have been in the Akashic Records, sent out lots of healing energy and lots of love and light. So I kind of debated. I kind of was going a little back and forth. Should I come on tonight or should I wait till Monday and come on? As you guys know, it's a lot of things that is happening in the cosmic skies. Well, for that matter, it's a lot of things happening in the cosmic streets. But you understand what I'm saying. It's a lot of energy that's going on at this particular time. And we're about to step into this energy of the equinox. Eclipse. We're getting ready to get into this eclipse energy. And I guess I'm thinking about the equinox because it's kind of taking me back to when we were going through the equinox earlier this year. But we are really, truly talking about the energy of the eclipse season. Now, here's something I want us all to begin to start thinking about. Thinking about you. I want you to put yourself front and center, and especially tonight, have that intention to definitely, you know, be in that space of loving yourself tonight and really just connecting with yourself tonight. Like really, or this morning, because I know we're listening from all over the world. So good morning, good night, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what time of world time it is and depending on what part of the world you're in. But I want you to really put yourself first. Just really put yourself first and, you know, be present with all of your emotions, be present with all of your thoughts, and be present with your intention. Intention. Now, I've got a ton of emails from you guys from all over the world. And I'm going to be answering some of those emails here out loud because I won't be able to get to you. And I know some of you are really on the cusp of making some very big decisions, some life-changing decisions. But I want you to know you are not alone. We are all coming into this time. We are evaluating our relationship. But no worries. Because we've been working on this. If you've been a part of Planet Remix, we've been working on this for years. And more intensely, we have been working on this for the last couple of months. Now, I want you to think back. I want you to just take a moment, stop what you're doing. And I want you to think back. Let's go to March. Let's go back to March of this year. And I want you to take a moment and think about who you were in March. What were you thinking? What were you feeling? What were you doing in March? What kind of things were happening in your life at this particular time? What kind of relationship challenges, what's going on in your life at this time. What kind of understanding did you gain from yourself at that time? And now, I want you to fast forward. I want you to fast forward to this present time, to this present moment. And I want you to see how much you've grown, how much you've learned, how much you understood about yourself, how much you understood about life, how your relationships have changed, your relationship with yourself. And I want you to take all of that and I want you to hold it in this moment, because what's in front of all of us, it's going to be different because we're all very unique. But one of the things that is definitely going to be the same is that we are going to be really taking a closer look at all of our relationships. And I want you to go back in the archives and listen to the show, because we started talking about these sacred relationships earlier this year, all the way up until this time. You're seeking something that is real. You know the song, Got to Be Real? That's what you're seeking. You're seeking something that's deeper than what's on the surface. I've been really working us toward deep diving for a very long time. And so now you're sort of standing in a place where you can see your relationships, not only with yourself, but relationships with others, relationship with family, relationships with work, and you can see the ones that are not working. You can also see true intentions, your own true intention, others' true intention, and where there is a disconnect. But I want you to focus on you. We're all going to be like her tonight. Focus on me. Meaning you need to focus on you. Because let me tell you something. This energy here is real wonky. And it's bringing out a lot of obsessions. It's bringing out a lot of hungry. And I'm not going to bullshit you. It's bringing out a lot of nastiness in people, where they're desperately trying to fight for what they feel is the fight of their life. For survival. But this whole eclipse season is about separating what we've learned traditionally the ego to be and your higher self. And it has a element that is sort of mixed in there that can throw you off balance very easily if you're not careful. All of these extremely unhealthy codependent relationships, unfortunately, we're going to see a lot of people who are obsessed with other people's lives and other people's energy and other people's way of being, and they're going to be chasing that. A lot of people will change how they show up in the world, what kind of work they do, you know, your job that you have at this particular time. And many of you have, even up to this, have seen those ties be cut from the job that you're working on. Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of relationships that are ending at this time. And I know this energy is encompassing with the new moon. And we think this new moon is all about we're going to be planting seeds. And that you don't want to plant seeds during this energy. This is the energy that you want to extract from. You want to extract higher knowledge from. And you want to allow it to fade away. Because this is going to go deep. And you're going to get those signs and those symbols. They're going to be coming to you in your dreams. They're going to show up to you in other ways. But now more than ever, community is needed. This is one of the reasons that I started Planet Remix, for the community that we have here. For all of us to have a space where we can come together, uplift each other, and be supportive here for each other, and then continue the work that we're doing outside in the world. And to do that from a very authentic place. And to do that from a place of love where we can share with each other. And we can connect with each other. And we can support each other. Not just for the fanfare. But support each other because that's what we do on a consistent basis. You can look around, as they say, look to the left, look to the right. Who's been there for you? It's where you need to give that energy back. A lot of things are up for grabs. Do not allow your soul to become one of them, to be up for grabs just for the dangling, shining piece that's in your face at this moment. Don't forget your loved ones. Don't forget the people who've been there for you. Don't forget those who have showed up for you time and time again. Don't forget that. Because so many people will be counting on you. They're going to be looking to you, those of you who've been doing the work. Those of you who have been constantly in the work. Those of you who have been constantly there. They're going to be looking for you. So I wanted to get that out because our energy here is so beautiful, but you know, I will never bullshit you. It is some other things that is going on. And if this could just be that reminder so that you can make sure your consciousness is in your face and you don't let anything or anyone jade you by surface things. And you don't allow yourself to be surface. That you're holding on to something that is real, that is genuine. And you are giving your energy to the things that you definitely are truly connected to. And that has truly been connected to you. So a lot of this will kick off in the week coming up. But I want you to stand on your square. And I want you to stay in a place of love. But by the same token, I don't want you to take no bullshit from nobody because they come in with the bullshit. That's facts. People like to play in your face and think you won't call them out. But I can assure you, oh, you'll get called out. Welcome on in to Planet Remix, everyone. It's so good to see everybody in the building, and glad to have you all joining. Let's get those likes up so our soul family can find us here this evening. We're going to be doing a collective chat and chill tonight. I will be taking your calls. We're going to do some readings tonight as well. So I'm going to do some readings for you all. I want us all to connect here. We have some things that we do need to talk about. And first of all, I'm thinking about doing a spirit quest live tonight, because I think it'll be amazing for all of us to just ground ourselves in that energy to take with us going forward. So that may be something we will do tonight. The other thing, before we get ready to get to the shouts out, I want to go ahead and give a big shout out to the moderators in the building tonight. Shouting out, Brother Lance is in the building. He will be moderating tonight. I'm going to also shout out our other two moderators. I'm sure they'll be coming on in here very shortly. Going to go ahead and shout out Lola Falana, as well as Mr. Dante. I want to go ahead and shout out Mr. Dante as well. So I want to welcome you all in to Planet Remix Radio. I am Miss Blue, the Soulful Oracle. I want to give a big shout out to all of our new listeners in the building. So shouts out to all of our new listeners in the building tonight, as well as I'm going to send a big, 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 big shout out to all the Libras in the building, because I don't know if you know or not, but it is Libra season. Oh, yeah, baby. It's Libra season, and we are in the thick of it. We really are. We're in the thick of it. We are in the thick of Libra season, and I want to give a very special shout out. Very, 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 very special shout out to all the ancestors in the building. So shouts out to all the ancestors in the building tonight, sending them so much love, because the ancestors have been showing up and showing out. So shout out to all the ancestors in the building. I want to give a big shout out to everybody who's on the text line, because did we have fun or not? Oh, we had a blast. So we had an opportunity to meet in one of our sacred temples, and we did that on Saturday night, and it was amazing. You all showed up and you showed out, and it was incredible. And I want to say thank you to each and every single one of you. We will continue to meet in the sacred temple. And you know, someone else mentioned, I'm not sure who it was, in chat last week about my other sacred temple, the Honeycomb Hideout. I ain't been to the Honeycomb Hideout in a minute, but I think I'm going to definitely hit that Honeycomb Hideout maybe this week. Got a whole lot of temples around. I'll definitely let the Divine Priestess know. They know about all these temples. We've been doing this for years. And so those of you guys who've been here and been a part of Planet Remix, you all know. You know the deal. And so we're going to be doing lots of different things. That's right. Is that where the beehive met? I don't know, King Divine Fire. They done been up in, the beehive has been on up in there, including a couple of queen bees been up in there too. So, you know, hey. You know, but everyone is welcome, but we're definitely going to be going into some of these sacred temples and sacred spaces. Speaking of which, I want to give a big shout out to Brother Phoenix in the building. As you guys know, he was a guest on Planet Remix on last show on Friday night. And if you didn't get a chance to check that out, you definitely don't want to miss it. It was amazing. And you had an opportunity to connect with Brother Phoenix up close and personal, and talk about his new deck. We're going to be doing a giveaway on that. I haven't had a chance to connect with Phoenix, and I want to give you guys an opportunity to make sure that you go and leave a comment, because we will be giving away two decks, and we'll do that sometime during the month of October. So you'll be able to do that. But if you didn't hear that show, that is definitely one to download. Lots of powerful creative energy in there that you can tap into and connect with Brother Phoenix. And he's been a part of Planet Remix and a part of Self Invested. And so, and has done some incredible artwork. He's an amazing artist, incredible artwork here. So definitely, absolutely love that. So, so glad that you all are here. We're going to get the likes up, kind of get our energy going. But let's talk about this. How are you all feeling? How's everybody feeling today? How are we all feeling? How are we feeling? Have we checked in with ourselves to see how we're feeling? Feeling very focused, okay? Feeling much better. Feeling like I need to do my laundry. I absolutely love doing laundry, so that's a good thing. You're feeling like things are coming into place, feeling real good, feeling content. Okay, that's good. Feeling hopeful, feeling prepared, feeling aware. That's good. Feeling astro. Love that, Brother Lance. Feeling distant. Okay. Sometimes it's good to be distant. Sometimes we need to be distant. That's good. Feeling good, honestly tapped in all day. Meditation has done me well. I love that. Feeling more thoughtful. I love that. I could be better. Emotions are up and down. This is about riding those cosmic waves. Feeling like you're in the thick of it. Hold on. Feeling better, studying for exams and you're ready. I love that. Feeling good, slightly overwhelmed too. Feeling energized and focused, feeling calm and inspired. You got a lot of feelings. Feeling incomplete. That definitely gives you an opportunity to create something very beautiful in the future. Love that. Definitely a lot of emotions. Emotions are wonderful. Allow them to just ride through. The Kundalini energy has been on fire. I love that. Pure energy, like a energy bunny. Okay. Ground yourself. Feeling very confident, taking initiative while letting go of past traits and habits and things. Excellent. Feeling depressed. Let's breathe and stay out of the past and look forward to the future and stay present. Because if you're present, then you can't be depressed. Those things that make us depressed are all from the past. And I want you to give yourself permission to live in the present and to create a new future. Feeling relaxed and easy vibes. Love that. Feeling artistic. Love that. Absolutely love that. Feeling powerful. Absolutely love that. Especially if you're mixing that power with love. Feeling a internet interruption would do the collective so good. I tell you what, you can do that for yourself. Interrupt your connection. But you're right. The collective can take a pause, but we don't need someone to interrupt our lives. We don't really need that. We're self-regulated. We're self-realized over here. We know how to take a break. But I understand what you're talking about. Not this collective. You're talking about that collective, huh? But we're all the same. Feeling grateful. feeling present and grounded, feeling better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Johnny said, take everyone's internet away, laugh out loud. No, we don't need to do that. We don't need to do that. We just, we need an opportunity to be able to trust ourselves. Some of us need to get more into the flow. Some of us, it's going to be go time. For others, it's going to be not so much. So everything is just a little different. Feeling me, that's good. You should always be feeling you. If I am not feeling me, something is wrong. You should always be feeling your energy and feeling things, not from an ego point of view, because that ain't good, but feeling yourself in a way of being able to understand where you start and where you end. You know, it's interesting because so much about this energy is bringing up, it's pulling on authenticity. Authenticity, you know, we are the author of our words. We are the author of our craft. We are the author of our manifestation and the things that we're putting out into the world. And one of the reasons a lot of things will get sort of shaken up is because things have to go back to its author. We have to become our authors. We have to become authentically ourselves. And this is a course correction energy. We've been talking about this for a few months. And this course correction is to put you back on your path. Because somewhere back there, perhaps, maybe, not all of us, we made a wrong turn. We made a wrong turn somewhere. And this is exactly what the eclipse season does. It allows you to reroute yourself. We were talking about this Saturday in the temple. We were talking about this, how you can course correct, how you can recalibrate, how you can recalculate your energy, how you can really get yourself back into the position where you're back on course, your course, your course, your course, your course, and staying connected with your higher self, not allowing your emotions to lead you, not allowing the external world to lead you, and really not allowing those things to distract you, but trusting in your higher self, because it will guide you. It will guide you. It will be your guiding light, your guiding light. And the good thing is you're not alone. This is something we're all embarking ourselves on at this particular time. All of us is going on this journey. Going to look different for each and every one of us. And then here's the best thing in the world. If you don't know what to do, just stop and wait on divine orders from the universe, because they are coming. So many times we try to force our way in. We try to push our way in. We try to force our way into relationships. We try to force our way into manifesting certain things. We try to force our way. Don't force it. You know the song, if it don't fit, don't force it. Don't force it. This is not the time to force things. It's not. Mm-hmm. Things now are trying to leave. Things are coming to the surface. They're coming to the surface so we can take a look, an honest look, a loving look, a healthy look, and see where things are out of balance and where things are not authentic, to see where our heart is truly calling us, to see where our paths are really leading us. And it's for your highest good. It is for your highest good. That's what it's for. It's for your absolute highest good. The number one thing I need you to know is that you are the creator in your life. You are the one creating, and you are co-creating with the divine. You have to know that. And it's a time that some of you will be calling your power. You will be calling your power front and center. And it's also time for some of you to start investing in yourself. You're investing in everything except for you. Oh, that costs too much. Oh, I don't want to pay for that. Oh, I don't want to take that class. Oh, I don't want to do that. But you're ready to just give it all. Things that can't give back to you. The greatest investment you can make is the investment in yourself. It's time. A couple of months ago, the exercise that we did, and someone put it in the chat, I can't remember the show, where I told you, you got to write, what do you value? What's valuable to you? And how do you value yourself? You got to know that. What kind of principles do you stand on, or is everything a go in your world? Where is your loyalty? Where is your loyalty? Your loyalty for you. You stay loyal to some bullshit. You stay loyal to this and to that and to this person and to that thing. But where is your loyalty to you? Are you honoring you? Are you protecting you? Are you loving you? Are you nurturing you? Are you investing in you? Not just so we can look good on the outside, but so we can look good on the inside. Where is the loyalty to you? Because if you can be loyal to you, then you can be authentic to everything that comes in contact with you. If you have no loyalty for anyone in your life, chances are, you're not loyal to yourself, so I can't expect you to be loyal to me or to the job or to your family or to your children or to your mate or to your work because you're not loyal to you. So how could you give that to anyone or anything else? The beauty is if you feel your life sucks right now, the beautiful thing is you can start to build what you want from here. So nothing is lost. You can't lose hope. And this is certainly not the time to give up. It may be tough. It may be rough. You may sit down, shake your head, and see some unbelievable shit, because I promise you in this last week, I've seen some unbelievable shit from people I never imagined. But no judgment, because we're all learning. We're all growing. And I know what it feels like to be fighting for your life or feel like you're fighting for your life. But I also know where I have to separate me. And you have to know that too. You have to know, what do I stand for? How do I value myself? Damn how the world values me. Who cares what the world says? They'll love you today and hate your ass tomorrow. How do you value yourself? And when you're giving, what place are you giving? Are you giving to receive, or are you giving because it's in your heart to give? Because one of the things that's for sure, men lie, women lie, people lie, but energy don't lie. Energy don't lie. So you can't trick energy. You can't trick God. You can't trick the Most High. You can't trick the divine. No matter how sweet it sounds, no matter how good it looks, no matter how powerful it feels, and no matter how real it comes across, energy don't lie, and it won't produce. It's like that seed you planted in the ground that never sprouted. It won't grow. It won't flourish. It won't change. But the beauty is, you can. You can. You can change. You can grow. You can flourish. You can do all of that. You can do it. So anything is possible. We are living in the time where absolutely anything is possible. And I'll put a disclaimer out so nobody don't get they boxers or they panties in a bind. I'm talking to me. So if this is just a little too real for you tonight, I'm talking to me, because I see some of you in your feelings right now. Take what you need and leave the rest. So it's a lot of things you may say, Miss Blue, do, but what you won't say, I'll never bullshit you. And so we are evolving here and we are truly growing. And so we need to understand everything that's happening within the scope of our galaxy. In our galaxy. I'm not telling you to jump in these worlds, and I'm not saying you're in these worlds. I'm letting you know that it exists out there. So when you get up tomorrow and you're going to work or you're going about your day and these type of things happen, you're not caught off guard. You know how to stand on your square. You know where your energy starts and you know where yours ends. And you will have enough love and compassion to excuse some of the bullshit that's out there. You'll have enough love and compassion that you maybe can give somebody else a word, or maybe give them a kind thought, or maybe just a simple smile, or to offer a little bit of loving insight to someone else to help them along their day, because you understand that these things are going on. So your temper doesn't instantly go from 0 to 100. You can wheel it back, because you know this is something that all the beings, conscious or unconscious, is going to be dealing with at some point in their life. Can open that door for somebody, can make all the difference in the world. I was in Bed Bath and Body Works the other day and ended up giving a reading to one of the employees there. Now, that's not my thing. I don't go around walking up to people on the streets. That stuff y'all see on TV, that's not real. But Spirit kept nudging me and nudging me and nudging me and nudging me. And I kept saying, no, no, I'm not doing it. I came in here to get my scents, to get my candles, and I need to leave. And then I walked, and she just looked at me, and I seen the tears running down her face. And I said, okay, let me do this. And it was beautiful. It was a beautiful conversation and confirmation, not just for her. And so some of you may be feeling that as well. Not to intrude on anybody's life, because I don't give anyone a reading who doesn't ask me. Because that's ego. That makes you want to just walk up to somebody and start telling them some shit without them asking. Huh? That's ego. I don't care what anybody tells you. That's your ego. So, this is the time that community is important. And we're a community here. But we're a real community. And as with any community, we got them people in our community. We're not going to kick you out, but we're going to call you out. We're not going to kick you out. You know, it's like that uncle, that drunk uncle that always show up on holidays and want to act a fool and somebody got to tell them to sit their ass down. Yeah, we got to do that with some of y'all because we're all in different places. How do kids want to just go running in and out the house and you want to tell them, hey, we're not doing all that running today. Now, if you coming inside, you stay inside. If y'all is outside, you stay outside and don't run in the streets. And then you got those teenagers. They in the back smoking and drinking and doing what teens do, some playing games, running downstairs, only want to eat the sweets and only want to eat the junk food. They don't want to eat no real food. And somebody has to say, listen, y'all sit down and get something to eat. You got to do that. Mm-hmm. You got to do all of that. So we got all of that in the community. I'm not telling you this is a community that is, you know, we got all of that and we're all at different levels. And I love it because we get to learn from each other. And it's a beautiful thing. And we have each other, and that's a beautiful thing. So this week, while you're out and about, discernment, intuition, you have to have that. You got to have that this week. I don't care who you're dealing with. I don't care who it is. Discernment. Use your intuition. You're going to have to do it. Trust yourself. Whew. All right. Let's get those likes up. We got more than 120 people in the building and 57 likes. We not liking it tonight. What's wrong? We need to let our soul family know where we are so they can find us. And we can deal with all that other stuff in a moment. We can deal with all of that in a moment. But I want to kind of give a shout out. Hold on a second. Let me find my stuff here. Listen, I'm freezing, y'all. When I say I'm freezing, I'm over here straight freezing. I got sweats and a t-shirt on and I'm freezing. And oh yeah, by the way, I got my God slippers on. Mm-hmm. I borrow them. They're a little too big, but they're nice and cozy. I can slide up in them, keep my feet warm, nice and happy. But definitely just want to welcome you all into the building. I do want to let you know the Blue Room is open and lit, shall I say. And just want to welcome you all in. Let me give you those cosmic directions so you can find your way on over if you're on the phone lines, which you want to be. I'm about to go to the phone lines after we do some shots out here, take care of a couple of little bit more business we got to take care of. But if you want to find your way on over and come on over, all you have to do is come on over to YouTube. And when you get to YouTube, you're going to type in Blue, B-L-U-E, that's me, and Raz, R-A-S, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, that's me too, and that's going to get you locked in. By the way, if you haven't subscribed to the channel, and this is a place that you consider to be one of those places from home, one of those, you know, one of those sacred spaces, do that. Please do that. So you'll know when we're uploading, hopefully, you know, we got to send the notifications out. We got to do all of that, you know, good jazz here. But it's a way that you can connect and you can connect with us live. So, yeah, you want to do that. I'm going to do something. Hopefully this doesn't, you know, shake things up a little too much. But we gonna see in my Drake voice. We gonna see what it do. Yeah, we'll see what it does. But yeah, and then also for listen, I just let me be the big sister tonight and give you this reminder. You have sorry about that, but we're reconnecting. So I'm just letting you all know, because I have a tendency, so I'm going to stay off the streets, because, you know, I don't know what it is about people. It's like they see me and they just, I don't know, maybe I'm putting out that go-go speed racer energy, and they just see me in my car and they just want to race. They just want to race. I mean, they lose, but, you know, I don't do it anymore. It's not a good thing. And if anyone's listening, please do not try this at home. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's not a good look. It's not. It could be very not so good. I can do it in the spiritual realm. Yeah, somehow it's not the same. Somehow it's not the same. Let me find out Miss Blue on some Mario Kart. Oh, listen, I wish it was a Mario Kart, but let me tell you something. This the big leagues over here. You know, just name the track and I can put it on the track. I brought it for that reason, because I have a need for speed. I don't like playing games. I like doing it for real. I don't like racing online. I want to do it for real. I have a need for speed. I do. Oh, you're going to be in Houston tomorrow? No, let me tell you. No, I'm not going to tell that story. I'm not going to tell that. I'm not going to incriminate myself. I'm not going to incriminate myself. But let me tell you, racing in Houston is the best. It is the best. Because, listen, it's the best. It is the best. You get to see what your vehicle can really do. They don't put them numbers up there for play, you know? But anywho, I don't do that anymore. That was a past life. I stopped that many years ago. I no longer race. No, I don't. I don't do it. I don't do it, but you're going to be in H-Town. You're going to be in H-Town. Going to be in H-Town. Yeah, I caught that too. Is Greyhound still around? I don't even know if Greyhound is. I can't tell you the last time I seen a Greyhound bus. Like, are they still around? Greyhound? Do y'all remember the Greyhound bus? Now, if you're a millennial, you'll know what we're talking about. But is Greyhound still around? It is in New York. Greyhound? They're still around. And they still go from state to state to state, city to city? I can't. That has to be a lucky signal. Listen, that's a lucky, and I'm going to give some out tonight. That is a lucky. That is, it's still in Atlanta and still in Philly. It's still in LA. Maybe it's around and I just haven't seen it. You're in Dallas right now training, and then you're going to be going. Oh, you're in the Big D. Oh, yeah. That's a good city to race in, too. Listen, it's good places anywhere, you know. But, yeah, anywho. So this is what we're going to do. I want you all to give a big, big, big shout out. We're going to do shouts out from where everybody is from, where you're calling in, where you're listening from. By the way, I want to send love all across the globe. Definitely send some extra love to Israel for a lot of the things that's happening there. And don't get me wrong, there are things happening all over the world. But definitely want to send some love that way as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ashe. Send some love that way. Yeah. Okay. All right, all right, all right. Oh, we're going to do shouts out. My bad. My bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, y'all are doing shouts out without me? Duh. Okay, let me get us some vibes here tonight. You know, I want to make sure because, you know, I had a long conversation with my mic tonight. I had a long conversation with my mic and Michael Jackson because I have that mic. Michael Jackson, you know, when he did Off the Wall, this is the mic, or was it Thriller? I think it's Off the Wall. He made this with this mic. I have my Michael Jackson mic. My mic was doing some weird things last week. You know, my mic be sometimes acting a little funny, you know? She be acting a little funny. So we had to have a conversation and figure out what was really going on. And so hopefully it's clear and whatever was going on, we cleared that up and, you know, we good. We back on good terms. So, we on good terms. All right. So we're going to do shots out. So let's see. Here we go. All right. Want to give a big, big shout out to Self-Invested and everyone who's in the Self-Invested workshop. We're going to continue to dive in deep. We're going to be doing that in class coming up this week. We may have a bonus class this week, so just keep an eye out for that. But I want to give a big shout out to all the Divine Priestess in the building. Want to give a big shout out to all the priestess, Priestess Nadra in the building, Priestess Erica in the building, Priestess Donna Lee is in the building, shouts out, Priestess Brandy is in the building, Priestess Melanie is in the building. I know I've seen some more priestess in the building, so shouts out to all the divine priestess that are here. Also, want to give a big shout out to all of our new listeners listening from all over the world. Want to welcome you on into Planet Remix Radio and to the seen and to the unseen. Welcome on in. I want to shout out the Blue Room and everyone in the Blue Room. Big shout out to Gio in the Blue Room. Shout out to Lance, our moderator this evening for the Blue Room. Also, shouts out to Tremel, Self-Invested in the building. Davina is in the house. The Voice Alchemist is in the building. Absolutely love the name. The Golden Eagle 99 is in the building. Welcome on in. And, of course, we have Griffin from Jamaica in the building. Welcome on in. Shaquan is in the house. Welcome on in, Shaquan. So good to see you. Superior Vessel. Ooh, I love that. Good name. Kind of feels like this energy coming in. Very, very feminine energy. I love that. Brienne is in the building. Welcome on in. The Gratitude Goddess is in the house. Ah, absolutely love the name. Shiva is in the building representing my favorite city, one of my favorite cities in the whole United States, Durham, North Carolina. Welcome on in. TBAVZ 100 is in the building. Welcome on in. Maria is in the building. We're representing NYC. T. McDougal is in the building. Welcome on in. We got Keisha representing Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Welcome on in. So good to see you. Priestess Melanie, Priestess Nadra. Welcome on in, everyone. Welcome on in. Brenda L-J is representing Long Island, New York. Oh, my goodness. You guys got so much rain in New York City. Got to give them a shout out. James Pierre in the building representing Minnesota. Welcome on in. Obaya is here representing Asheville, North Carolina, one of the most beautiful places and quite spiritual in North America. Yaya is representing the Big D. Dallas, Texas is in the building. Welcome on in. You love my commentary. Thank you. Karmic Evolution. Oh my goodness. Self-invested Carmen Evolution is representing the UK. Welcome on in. Goddess Janae Love says, happy Sunday, Miss Blue and Soul Family. Katora is in the building. Katora is representing Connecticut. Welcome on in. Priestess Brandy is here. Welcome on in. Squirrel is representing the VA, Virginia. Welcome on in. Imperial, Virginia. I think I've been there once. I Am Infinity is representing the SIP, MISSISSPBI. Welcome on in. Baby and stirring up and live with us. Okay. Mystic Mama, love that name, is representing Detroit in the building. Sammy is in the house representing South Carolina. Love it. Love it. Love the South. South Carolina is where my mother's family is from in America. Yes, yes, yes. King Divine Fire is representing Georgia. All right. Smith and Holston. Every time I see that, I just see the guns come out. Representing Southern California. Welcome on in, and welcome on in, everyone, to Planet Remix Radio. We're about to go to the phone lines. 515-605-9794 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines, because I'm going to be taking your calls. Oh, yeah, we're going to get into it right after listening to a little bit of Baby Blue. Oh, yeah.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ooh, say it with me. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. Life will. Baby Blue was in the building. I don't know if still is. Any good vegan restaurants in Houston? Yeah, Kenny's, but I think Kenny's closed down. Yeah, Houston has a lot of vegan restaurants. Amazing. Yeah. I see y'all asking for that spirit quest. Oh, you want me to play one of Baby Blue's songs? I got to let her know. You know, artists, sensitive about the ish. I got to, I'm sure she doesn't care. But yeah, I'll have to get one of her songs, yeah, and play it. I definitely will. I think that's a great call too. We'll do that. So we're going to get ready to go to the phone lines. I need something to write with so I can keep up with, because I'm just going to kind of jump around. See where Spirit just kind to say, hey, hey, we're going to go here. Oh, also, keep your notifications on. I'm going to be announcing any moment when my books are opening up for one-on-ones, and I have some slots available as early as next month. Yeah, I'm just saying. The other thing, Earth, Fire, and Water. Earth, Fire, and Water. If you haven't received the elements, I would say it's a great place to start. And air is coming. But before the rest of them sell out on the site, I definitely would love for you all to tap in if you haven't done that. And if you've purchased something from the site, from my site where the digital products are, I would love for you to go back and leave a review. So many of you have purchased, and I know we all kind of get busy, but that would mean a lot. It would mean a lot to me, and it also would help those who are coming after so that they can see, you know, how these services are helping you. I'll go over them. I'm not going to do it right now, but I will go over each one of the products there and give that to you all. But I will be opening my books. It's a couple of little adjustments I still need to make that is coming. I want to give us some signs to sort of look out for this month. Since we're not doing a galactic e-call for this month. And since we're not doing that, I definitely want to... I definitely want to give you some signs here. Yep. One second. I just did something real goofy. But let me put the link in the room. By the way, I didn't send a notification out on the chat line. So, you know, it would be great for invites to be out, for us to send some invites out to let people know where to find us and that we are live, for you all to do that, because I didn't get a chance to send the invites out. But definitely just want to send that. Okay, so we're going to get ready. Let me get ready for the phone lines. Da, 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 da. It was something. Wait. Before I go to the phone lines, do you remember where you were, for those of us in America or have American phones, when the national broadcast sent out test alert notification and everyone's phones went bonkers? Do y'all know where you were? Did y'all receive the message? And they said, this is a test. We'll have to talk about that in one of the sacred spaces. And as much as I love YouTube, this ain't sacred. It's sacred, but, you know, it ain't, you know. You was in meditation. Folks was running to Twitter like it was a bunker. I said, what was Twitter going to do? They was running to Twitter like it was a bunker. And even people who had their phone off, when you cut the shit back on, it still went off. You know? It still went off. I just didn't understand what Twitter was going to do. Like, I don't know, tell you where to shelter in place. I don't know. I don't know what it was. I don't know. I don't know. But just know we will get more of those. In the next coming months, we will get more of those. Okay? Just know. Yeah. All right. Your phone was in the microwave and I was at the park. Let me go to the phone line. I'm so weak right now. Kinetic killer. Okay. Let me get myself together. Not in the microwave, like, you know. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I love y'all. Y'all are amazing. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. I do. We're going to go to the phone lines and Shayla, no, Shayla, don't ask. Okay. Oh my goodness. I needed that. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Okay, so we're going to go to the phone lines, y'all. Let me get myself together. Oh, that was hilarious. Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines. Let's go. I'm kind of feeling this. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 2026. 2026, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are. And where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, Ms. Blue. My name's Jennifer. I'm calling from Maine.
I'm sorry. Can you tell me again? I could not hear you.
Jennifer?
Oh, Jennifer.
I'm calling from Maryland.
Yes. And you're calling from Maryland. Greetings, Jennifer from Maryland. Is this your first time calling in?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Well, welcome on in. Good to have you here. Yeah. How can I help?
Hi. Well, first, I want to say that I'm grateful for you. Sorry, there's a tremble in my voice just because you have been a lifeline for me for quite some time, and I'm just grateful just for your words that I have. Definitely strengthened me during a very trying season, if I can sum it up in that way. So I just want to definitely give you my instant flowers for that, my gratitude.
Thank you
for your work.
You're so welcome. Do this. I'm going to give you a cosmic hug, all right?
Thank you.
There you go. See? Yeah. I'm going to give you a cosmic hug. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. And do me a favor, Jennifer. I don't know if you have us on speaker or headset, but you're coming in a little muffled. I know your energy is like, your energy is doing that. I'm not going to tell you what song it's playing, but it's like. Yeah.
Okay. Let me try that. Hello?
Yes. Let's see.
Better?
Yes, it is. It is.
Okay. Sorry, I'm going to go ahead and listen to myself. And okay, so yes, I'm just calling today, speaking just in the vein of encouraging words or guidance, just to receive further confirmation for me in my journey here. There's been a lot of signs that I've clearly seen, acknowledged, and kind of moved forward with.
Okay. So listen, relationships are tough. Relationships can be very tough. Loss can be very tough. They can. I want you to give yourself permission to feel everything you're feeling at this moment. Give yourself permission to feel everything that you're feeling. And to know that it's time for everyone to heal, because I keep hearing that and Spirit keeps telling me that it's a time for healing right now. And particularly for you and your situation, this involves a relationship, correct?
Very indirectly, or relationships indirectly, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. But more importantly, you have some big decisions that are coming up that you're going to make. And some of these decisions may require adjustment, a change in location, a change in where you're at. Have you thought of those things?
No, yeah, that is definitely is the theme prevalent. It's just a restructuring of my life right now in every arena. So, yes, that's very much.
Yeah. So I know it's uncomfortable right now. I know it's uncomfortable, and I know it's a lot of things that you have to unpack and you have to deal with at this particular time. But this is really to get you for something different in your life. And I'm using these words very cautiously because I know how sensitive you are at this moment. And I know it's kind of hard to see how could this turn out to be something good, but it is.
Yeah.
It is. And one of the things I want you to do is, you have a pen, I want you to write something down, because I see some information coming in for you and I want to give it to you. And I want you to make sure you have this with you.
I'm sorry, yes, I have a pen.
Okay. So I want you to write down 36.
Okay.
And how many days is 36 hours? Do you know?
Like a day and a half.
Is it?
Right? 48 is two, so 36 would be a day and 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. So,
I think.
So, write down 72.
Okay.
Between 36 and 72 hours, you're going to get some clarity. I need you to hold on. Not only are you going to get some clarity, you're going to get some help. You're going to get some assistance to really kind of help you through this process. And I know right now it's quite overwhelming for you. Let me ask you, what just happened to your car?
The battery had died.
Okay. Because I have a gentleman here who's telling me to ask you about the car and what's going on with the car. And person is standing behind you. They look like they could have been a friend, someone you've known that passed away. Do you know who this possibly could be? A friend, a relative, but it's giving more brother-like than it is sort of intimate-like.
No, not.
You don't know. So you didn't have a friend or someone who passed away that you've been close to?
Not that I know of. I mean, no one personally, because of course, that I know of, that I've been close to.
Okay, just hold that thought, because I feel like this is someone you might have met in your teenage years and that you two were kind of close. But instantly he took me to your car and said, ask her to tell you about what's going on with the car. And so now I understand what it is exactly going on with the car, because the car, the battery died. And so that battery there, you know, if you don't have a battery in your car, I don't care how new the car is. I don't care how, you know, how well the car is working. The car won't run. It won't go anywhere. And so I want this to be a reminder of you during this time, is I want you to think of your heart like the battery, okay? Your heart like the battery to you. And if that heart is not in a balanced state place, then nothing else is not going to work. The mind is not going to work. The body is not going to work. So you make sure that you are doing the necessary steps to get busy, because you will make it through this. I definitely see you on the other side of this. You would have to do a whole lot of things to screw this up, and you're not going to do that. I am going to give you an angel to work with, because who else is also standing by you, interesting enough, is the Archangel Michael. And so the Archangel Michael is currently with you. Now, the Archangel Michael is interesting. We're in the season of Libra. And, you know, Libra is about justice. And so is the Archangel Michael. In fact, the Archangel Michael works particularly with children and women and people who has been disenfranchised in some sort of way. So the Archangel Michael also helps to fight for injustice when things are not just. Yeah. So I want you to work with the Archangel Michael. Know that he is there with you. And the name Michael itself in Hebrew means who is as God. So the Archangel Michael is bringing that energy in. You know, and he really helps you to be able to illuminate the sun within our heart, because he helps you to burn away those things that are not needed, not necessary. This is why you will often see him with the shield and you will see him with the sword. His element is fire. And that fire is for this transformation energy. You know, it's like that energy of the phoenix. And this is what you're kind of going through. You're going through a rebirthing process. And I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to BS you. That doesn't feel good right now. But I do want you to hold on to know that you are protected and you are safe and you will make it through this. And in about 72 hours, things will start to come. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to set your timer every day for 4 minutes. And I want you to give yourself permission in the morning for 4 days to have a total breakdown. Okay? And when you hear
that,
yeah, yeah. Four minutes, anything you want to do, you want to roll on the floor, you want to kick around, you want to, you know, beat your bed, whatever you want to do for 4 minutes, do it. After the 4 minutes, I want you to set your timer again, but for 8 minutes, and I want you to come to the other side of it, and I want you to start seeing yourself in the future, and I want you to see yourself moving forward. Let me ask you a question. Does your mother live in the South, please?
Technically.
Hmm?
She lives in Maryland, the same area I do. So technically, Maryland is the South to some.
She stay in the South side of where you stay?
No.
Hmm. Who do you know that lives in the South?
Our family is from the South. Her parents are from the South.
Uh-huh. Do you know anyone in the South?
Lived in the South for a period. And yes, I do know people who are still there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you want to move?
I do.
Leave. Leave. Make a plan and leave. I will put a disclaimer out for you. You're always free to do whatever you want, but you need to leave. You need to leave. You need to go. You need to have an opportunity to get yourself together, to be around people who nurture and love you and care for you, and go. You can figure the rest out later. Yeah. Still with me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I have for you. But you will make it through this. You can, and you will.
Thank you.
You
so
will.
Much.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Don't run so fast. Let me give you some sparkles. You need to get a strategy. And so that's what I want you to be working on. But set your timer. Give yourself a chance. Be thankful that these things are coming to light now. I know it's not easy. I know it's hurtful. But be thankful that you are in the position where you can do something different now. Okay?
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
All right. All right. Peace and love. There you go. Hold the line. All right. Ooh, let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 2167. 2167, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Lewis, go Browns, girl.
Hello, greetings. How are you? You want to tell everyone where you're calling from?
Calling from Cleveland.
Calling from Cleveland. Welcome on in. Cleveland, Ohio, right? Cleveland, Ohio. Because
yes.
There's Cleveland other places. Yeah, just.
No, the Cleveland, Ohio.
I love it. How can I help?
So the last time I called, it was pretty rough moment. My grandmother had just transitioned, my mother's mother. She had just transitioned at that time. And I believe you had actually, got in touch with her and share some things with me. Now, moving forward, like, I was hoping that, you know, my family and I would be able to grieve her and go through those stages. Instead, I just feel like we've been kind of, like, robbed the opportunity to do that simply because of some things that have transpired. And as I was saying in the chat, I just truly feel like, you know, like the last maybe 3 or 4 months, I truly feel like, for lack of a better word, like I've been personally like under attack, like spiritually and mentally, and I'm just like at my wit's end, and I'm in it to win it. I'm not going to give up, but I'm literally at a crossroad where I just feel like I'm like forever changed, and this has just been like the beginning of the end for me. I just don't know. I just have no clue.
The beginning of the end for who? You said for you, the beginning of the end with your family?
Not necessarily my family, more so like me personally, like the person that I was 6 months ago, like so rapidly. I mean, so much has changed.
And for everyone,
that's a
for
good
sure.
thing.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like, that's a good thing, but I guess I'm worried, like, I'm losing parts of me that I wanted to be, if that makes sense. You know,
like,
I'm changing in a negative way.
Tell me, and I get that, but tell me, what parts of you do you feel like you're losing?
So, to what you were touching on earlier at the start of this share, I've always been a very, very passive person, like extremely passive. And that's something that I have worked on for a long time, you know, trying to find balance, like, okay, well, I see things, I just choose not to speak up, you know, on that because I just don't find it necessary in certain situations. And so now I'm at like a crossroad where I'm still trying to find that balance. It's either like zero or 100. There's no in between.
Yeah, and that's so. Okay, because there are certain things that you do need to speak up on. There's no such thing as someone being a person who never speaks up on anything. I think more of the behavior of what you had was passive aggressive. And so even though you may not have spoke on it, you were acting on it. And so now it's the reverse. You are speaking on it. And it's nothing wrong with that, because there are some things that you do need to stand up for when it comes to yourself and your children. You do need to speak up for it when it comes to when you see something that you feel is not right. But it's not about what you say. It's how you say and where you're coming from when you say it. And so, and then you have to also take in consideration who you talking to, right? Who are you talking to? So if you're speaking to your mother, that might not be the time to, you know, show that you built that life and you're going to speak up on it. That can damage relationships. And it may be, it's words, something so powerful about words. You know, growing up, we were always taught sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. Words destroy you. And I'm not talking about another person. I'm talking about words out of your mouth can destroy you. And that's the only person I want you to be concerned about. And when you say you're losing parts of yourself, no, you're not. You're understanding parts of yourself. What really makes you upset? What are some of those things that really hurt your feelings? What are some of those things that make you feel unloved and unappreciated? That's not negative. That is learning, wait a minute, I value myself a little bit more than what is happening right now. I'm not going to participate in this. That's not a negative thing. That's a positive thing. And a part of it requires you to be selfish. Now, let me quantify what I mean by selfish. I'm not talking about ego, me, 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 and F everybody else. But I'm talking about before you try to process how he's feeling, how she's feeling, how they're feeling, and what they're going to do, you process, how am I feeling? See, we are so quick to be mind readers for everyone but ourselves. And
right.
This is what spirit is turning you towards. It's saying, wait a minute, before you get ready to respond to that person, I need you to check in with you. You're going to get a chance to respond. You're going to get a chance to say everything you want to say. But first, check you. Check in with yourself. Find out why is this really bothering me, because a tendency that we have is to be projecting. And I gave you all a sample of that when I open. Let me project and show you this projection that's going to be out here in the world. These are the projections that are going to be coming out. And people may try to project them onto you. And if you're used to just sitting there, take that, you may think that it is you. But you should be very comfortable with someone having a conversation about a situation and they're not talking directly to you, that you somehow do not feel triggered. Doesn't mean you don't get a chance to speak your piece and say your two cents in it, but you're not being reactive to what is happening. And so what you're balancing right now is coming out of being passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. And now what you're doing is you're being responsible, because responsibility is about a response. Ignoring things, whether we're ignoring them internally or externally, is being irresponsible to ourselves, to our hearts, to our spirit, to who we are. And so that's all that's happening. And I want to take you back, because you said you don't feel like you got the proper chance to grieve your grandmother. And by all means, we all do this grieving thing very different. But honey, your grandmother is wonderful. Your grandmother is fine. Your grandmother is sipping on her honey iced tea. She has her little cakes and her little pies, and she is fine. She's
That's
sitting back watching the drama.
Wow. Because it's a lot of drama. And that's, I think I'm a little overwhelmed too, because I've never been submersed in so much at once. And it's a bit overwhelming.
And what do you feel is at the root of this drama?
Okay, this might sound bizarre, but I do feel like it's my grandmother. It's like unfinished business, basically. It's a lot.
No, she's not doing it. She's not doing it. She's not doing it, but however, these patterns, indoctrination, has you believing that your grandmother from the dead is stirring up chaos. The truth of the matter is the chaos was there when your grandmother was there. She said she's so glad she ain't there for the chaos. And she was the sister. She was the buffer of a lot of the chaos, but she's no longer that buffer. So now y'all have to really find out what kind of a relationship, one, we've been building with ourselves, and what have we been building with each other and other people. Because you had a real grandmother. She was big mama, for real. She handled business. Mm-hmm. Something went wrong. She was the one who came up with the solution. Well, she's not here.
Right.
And it's time for y'all to come up with solutions. But Grandma say, don't let them lie on me. Because that was her pet peeve. For somebody to lie on her, oh, she would get infuriated.
Yeah.
And y'all are lying on her. And now it's time for y'all to rely on yourself. See, anywhere there's a lie, someone is not relying on themselves. They're attempting to get the blame on someone else, consciously or unconsciously, because I don't think y'all are doing this consciously. But here's what I will tell you. Get you some Palo Santos. Burn you some Palo Santos. Go from the downstairs to the upstairs. Do some feng shui and clean the house out. Play some vibrational music. Not some Lord carry me home and I'm going under yonder. Not that.
You're not going up yonder.
No, none of that. But play some beautiful music. Find a way to spread love and be intentional in spreading love. You already know that love your mama. Your mama got issues. She got challenges. And she's from a different generation. You already know you got issues and you got challenges. So because you know that, have a little compassion for her. Let her have her moment. And if you want to joke with her, say, okay, mama, it's Monday. You get to have your moment on Monday. What day I get to have mine? Can I have Wednesday? And that's it.
I need a day.
And then here's the other thing. You don't have to be in disagreement with everything your mother says. And if you're tired of her treating you like you 10, then you know what you got to do.
Grow up on planet Earth already?
No, you already grown now. No, you grown. You have been doing the work. I'm not going to take nothing from you. You've grown. But you're going to have to leave. And you don't want that.
Yeah.
You don't want that. So I'm telling you, this is the time that y'all can really work this out. And you can really show your mother that. See, your mother is just comes from an era where you can't show her shit. You can't teach her nothing because she's mama. That's just her era.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. But remember, your position is you're the daughter. And I'm going to tell you, as a mother, and I know you know this, sometimes parents, we're not fair. We're not going to be fair. And sometimes you just got to realize that's just mama talking. And that's who she is. That's who she is. But anytime you want to change her, this is where the battle goes. Let her be her. It's okay. To know that's my mother, I don't agree with her. And you don't have to tell her every single thing you don't agree on. You don't have to express that. As long as you know, I don't see it the same way. It's okay. It's okay we don't see eye to eye. It's okay we don't agree that that television show is good and that show is bad. It's okay that we don't agree on that. And allow her to be the grandmother. To the kids, it's okay. That's what grandparents are supposed to do. They're supposed to spoil the grandkids. And kids know, shit, I can't get away with my mama when I'm with my nana. Or my nana ain't going to let me do it. It's okay. As long as nobody's getting hurt, we good. It's not worth arguing over. It's not worth bickering over. When you're in relationship with people, we are different. We think different. We act different. We move different. So really get down to the essence, because at the end of the day, your mother is not the enemy.
Right.
She ain't the enemy. And as long as you know she ain't the enemy, let her have her moment. And then you figure out when you're going to have yours. But some of this has to do with this relationship of unnursed hurts that you and your mother have never resolved. And now that you're a mother, you kind of got that, oh, I'm going to show you. And you got to let that go. At the end of the day, everybody's doing the very best that we can do with what we're working with. And this is just an indication you got way too much time on your hands. You got way too much time on your hands, and I'm going to tell you why. Because you think your grandmother, y'all cutting up so bad, you literally think your grandmother is coming from the grave to come get y'all. That's how much y'all cutting up. maybe she should come get y'all. Y'all have to figure it out. She can't come get you. She doesn't want to. It's no need. She's sending you love. So get a plan. Get a strategy. Use that energy to research. You're so intelligent and you're excellent at research. And a lot of these things can be figured out if you would get into research mode and not allow your mind to just, because you want to be, spit out answers to your mom and then she starts picking them apart and y'all start bickering back and forth and it becomes this big thing when it doesn't need to be that. Because there's other things that y'all have to worry about that's knocking literally at your front door. And if you don't take care of it, you all will be looking for a place to go live.
Okay, with the read. Okay. Oh.
So, yeah. Yeah. Your grandmother's sitting back. She said, honey, I got my legs crossed. I'm sitting back, sipping on my tea, watching this. You know? But y'all will get it together because what's at the core of this is love. And
indeed,
I promise,
that's fact.
I promise you, it is not that serious. It's not that serious. If your mother, God forbid, were to pass away tonight, you would let all this shit go. So let it go. Don't let it have to be a tragedy. So that you could see where the love is. And this is what is there. And even maybe, just maybe, y'all can take some time to figure out what each of you need from one another. And how can you support your mother better? And you can tell her how she can support you better. And then when the smoke all clears, this isn't the time to start talking about solutions quite yet. When everybody's happy and laughing, that's when you come in with love and start acknowledging when your mother does something that makes you feel really good, that really gives you love and support, that makes you feel good. Acknowledge that. Don't blow it off. You have a tendency to blow off when your mother is complimenting you and telling you you're doing good things. No, no, no. Support that. Support that behavior. Don't just show up when she pissed you off. Show up when she's doing things that really are helping and supporting you. And then also, don't keep your mouth closed when your mother is helping and support. Mom, you know, even though we're here, I want you to know how much it means to me that you are watching the kids or you did this for me or you washed the clothes for me. That means a lot because you don't have to do that. And I thank you and I love you for it. See, we have to be intentional about our actions. We tend to blow shit off until it's gone. And when you don't have access to that thing and to that person or to that situation anymore, that's when you sit back and you realize you missed some opportunities to just say the simple word, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Or that means so much to me. Or I love you for doing that. Or this means a lot to me. No one owes anyone anything. No one knows anyone anything. I have to say that very strong.
Mm-hmm.
No one owes anyone anything. But when someone does something, I don't care how much you work for it. I don't care what your manifestation damn rituals look like. I don't care what any of that is. Don't allow yourself to fall so much in your ego and in your pride that somehow you feel, yeah, you should have did that for me. Yeah, well, thanks. That's why I don't like appreciate you. Because that just sounds like, yeah, whatever, appreciate you.
Right.
No, no, no. You want to make a connection. You got to go deep. That's why I tell you guys, deep dive. Right now, this whole solar eclipse is about meaningful, deep relationships. We're all craving them. You know how many people tell me, stop doing these readings and going on and on and on. Make them 2 minutes. Just give them something. You need to get off the phone. No way. That's not going to work for me because I can't fake like that. If I'm going to tell you, I don't care if you're paying me or not. If I'm going to do what I love, I'm going to give it to you, all of it.
Right.
I'm not going to stay on the surface with you. I don't like it when y'all stay on the surface with me. Come on talking all abstract and all I see is goddamn triangle circles and sacred geometry floating up in the damn air. I'm like, what the hell are we talking about? And, you know, I got this problem and you know, when this problem and that thing and this thing, I'm like, no, no, no. I'm going to need you to come back down to earth. I'm going to need you to ground yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So keep doing what you're doing. You're not losing yourself. You're finding yourself. And in a process of that, we get to see parts of ourselves we don't like. But that's where self-love comes in. You acknowledge it. You kind of sit with it for a minute.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You will know the right things to do because everyone in your life, you love them. And the people you know you need to cut ties with, you cut ties with them. And you still love them just from a distance. Because trust me, some people ask need to be loved from a distance.
Right.
But you're not doing anything wrong and you're not losing yourself. But you're discovering parts of yourself. You're discovering parts of yourself. And it's activating your voice. How you're going to find your balance is
mm-hmm.
you're going to stay connected to your higher self, not your heart, but your higher self. Because your higher self is going to bring all of that into balance. Yeah.
Oof. Didn't yeah. you say self-love is the new shadow work? Or I saw
that's
that somewhere.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Self-love is the new
yeah.
shadow work. And that's
ooh.
Why
okay.
we can no longer go into darkness.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that. We get to see those parts of ourselves that we didn't see that was dark. But how we transmute that energy, how we begin to do the alchemy is through self-love. So great job. Let me give you some sparkles.
Thank you. Yeah.
So welcome. So peace and love to you. But not your grandmother's just sitting back watching y'all laughing. She's having a good time, though. But she's sending y'all so much love because she knows you're going to figure it out. She does. And you can talk to her and she will help you figure it out. And anytime, let me give you a little trick before you go. If you're talking to your grandmother and she starts saying very negative, very nasty and mean things, then know that you entered into the ancestor dimension in a low frequency. And that is not your grandmother. That's somebody walking around, you know, like if you've ever been lost at an airport and you just walk up to a stranger and say, excuse me. Oh my goodness. I'm supposed to be at gate 77. Now you don't know that person.
Right.
Oh, it's that way. You start walking down that way and the numbers start getting bigger. You're at gate 260, gate 268. You thinking, wait a minute, that person told me to go that way. You stop to another person, excuse me, I don't want to miss my plane. I need to be at gate 77. Okay. Ooh, you're going to need some help because that's way on the other side. You're going the wrong way. Who told you to come down here? Now you're frustrated because now you got to go back down the other way. That's how the astral dimensions are. Whatever frequency you end up in, you end up there. And let me tell you, spirits love to play tricks. Somebody said, oh, she's looking for her grandmother. Let me pretend to be her damn grandmama. Child. Give me a minute. Let me fix my hair.
Right.
Hey, baby.
Mm-mm.
They'll pretend to be your grandmother, pretend to be Jesus, pretend to be Buddha, pretend to be anybody you want them to be. They're going to be that. They're going to be the God. They're going to be Tahuti. They're going to be Sekhmet. They're going to be this. And then people come out and they'll be saying, oh, Miss Blue, I was in a dream. And Jesus came to me. And Jesus told me, child, that wasn't Jesus. That's that dude that's walking around in Philadelphia that think he Jesus. That ain't him. You didn't meet Jesus. You met someone who knew you was looking for Jesus. And they just told you a whole crazy stuff. Now you out here acting like you crazy, you know, and you thinking that person told you that. That's not how that go down.
Well, she did. She came to me in a dream not too long ago, and she kind of like, it was odd, but I didn't feel like it wasn't her, but she did kind of like come up to me and she hugged me, but the way she hugged me, it's like she tripped and she like fell into me, and that was like the main thing that resonated with me when I, you know, came out of the dream. I was like, okay, like, and I caught her and we hugged, but it was just, that was strange to me. That's like stood out. But
well, what happened is your mind took over, so you came out the dimension. Okay. So you just came back in your bed. That's it. But no, your grandmother is loving, absolutely loving you all. And really sending some signs and symbols to you. And by the way, she said, make sure you check the mail. And y'all need to start opening the mail because something is very important in there that y'all are missing while it's just sitting on the table over there.
Mail has been an issue. We actually had somebody remove the mailboxes off of the home. And so that's a whole nother story that I had to, you know, have get investigated. And it's just strange things are happening. But it's odd that you brought that up. But I'm on it.
Is it odd or is
no.
it too real?
It's so real.
Because your grandmother told me to tell them to check the mail.
Get the mailboxes back on my house. It's probably where she was like, well, what are you waiting on?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Absolutely. You haven't it investigated. How about we get the damn mailbox back?
Oh, boy. Too real.
Now.
Okay.
There you go. If that wasn't real enough for you, I don't know what is. But I know you're taking it all in.
We're going to Home Depot tomorrow on that note. Thank you very much.
There you go. Go get the seat problem solved. There we go. There we go. There we go. There it is.
All done.
You're welcome. There you go. Peace and love to you. Go Browns, girl. And thanks for calling. That was good. And yes, keep talking to your grandmother, but just make sure you're in a high frequency when you do it. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I do.
All right. Peace and love. Hold the line. Oh, how beautiful. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 7184. 7184, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, good night, Ms. Blue.
Hello, good night.
This is Natasha, and I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Greetings, Natasha, calling from Brooklyn, Brooklyn, my home city. Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn was flooded. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, it was, but my side was good.
Yeah. I checked on all my relatives too, and most of the family, soul family out there, they was good too. Most of them was on higher grounds, but it was parts of the city that was under the water. The water was coming out of the subways and everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm laughing in chat. I'm sorry, Natasha. How can I help
you? Okay. Okay, Ms. Blue. Let me see. How would I say it? Okay, right now life is life in. I know I'm doing a pretty good job of, trying to stay positive and focus and everything, but I still need some kind of clarity and guidance.
Okay.
Because I have a lot going on right now.
All right. Mm-hmm.
That's a good. And plus, a while ago, a few months ago, my grandmother died and I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I had enough time to grieve over it because I have so much going on also. So,
definitely not holding anything against you. She knows how much you loved her and she loves you as well. And yeah, she loves you as well. And she's fine, by the way, of course. You know, we got to worry about people on Earth.
Yeah,
Our loved ones are, they are continuing on their journey. But yeah, my condolences to you. So tell me, how can I help you?
Well, for me, I need clarity and guidance right now because life is life, and as I said, and I just don't know what to do, you know? I just don't know what to do. Yeah.
Okay.
If you get anything, let me know.
Well, I get a whole lot of things, but here is what I need you to do. I want you to tell me what you're asking for. I understand life be life in. And yes, I am the oracle, and yes, I am a psychic, and yes, I am a medium. And yes, I can go because you've seen me, heard me do it 100 times, thousands of times. I could tell you everything that is going on without you saying a word, but life is calling on you, Natasha, to participate in your life because right now it's giving victim, and you're not a victim. So I'm going to help you help yourself. And that starts with you learning how to ask for help. So tell me what you want me to assist you with.
Okay. I just want to know if you know, like everything is going to be okay.
Natasha.
I have a situation that I have to deal with, and I just want to know that everything's going to be okay.
Natasha.
Yes, Ms. Blue.
Natasha, you're not sitting up here playing in my face, is you, Natasha?
No, I'm not. I'm not playing. No, I'm not playing in your face. No, I'm not playing. Maybe I'm a little shy, but I'm not playing in your face. Okay.
I have to make you laugh. So here's the deal. See, I take issue with this word, is everything going to be okay? Because the simple answer is yes, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But what kind of clarity did that give you? Okay, how? You see?
Yes. Nothing much at all.
It doesn't. And so what I want you to do, ask a question.
Okay, let me ask you something. Do you see me moving?
You know what, Natasha? You're a little bit more intuitive than I gave you credit for. That was a good one, Natasha. That was a good one, Natasha. That, you know, that really was genius, what you just asked me. Do I see you moving? Yeah, because if I say yes, y'all are thinking, oh, Natasha's going to be excited. Natasha ain't going to be excited about that move. So here's the answer. I do see you moving, but not anytime soon.
Okay.
Did that help?
It did a little. It did a little.
It did a little. Well, you're giving me a little, Natasha. I'm going to give you, see, I'm going to play the universe with you. What you put out is what you get back. You gave me a little, I gave you a little.
Okay, that's understandable. That's understandable.
So one last thing before you go. Any other real questions that you have? Because what I don't want to happen is I don't want to go check my email and see one from Natasha. So ask me now.
Okay, so what does my spirit guides have to say, what ancestors have to tell me? Any messages for me?
Your ancestors, spirit guides, I want you to know whenever I answer you guys, I am speaking from that position. But here's the thing. Right now, this situation that you're in, you created this situation. You do know that, right?
Yes.
Your actions, the things you did, you created this situation. So why is it that you're not trusting that? Why are you not trusting what you created?
I don't know. I guess it's part of fear.
Don't you think that that's a difficult place to live, to keep living in that place of always carrying fear to this level?
It is.
Yeah. Do you know how you could possibly get out of this kind of fear? Do you?
By grounding myself, you know?
Nah. If it was as simple as grounding yourself, you would have did that before you called in.
I know.
You got to do a little bit more than grounding yourself. One of the things is for you to use your voice and not be afraid to say what you want, not be afraid to ask for help, and to not be afraid to be open to other people assisting you.
I know that's my problem.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I want you to do. I do see everything is going to be okay. If you open up your mouth and you speak for yourself, but as long as you try to play invisible, because you like to do that a lot, and avoid any kind of confrontation, any kind of challenge, any kind of anything, going to be rough. Because you're going to need to be very vocal throughout this process. And the date is soon approaching, correct?
Yes.
And when that date comes, if you sit there and just nod your head and say yes to things you don't agree with, or act like you don't understand, or you just let people say, oh, it's going to be this and this and this, and you just sit there, you're going to end up not getting what you want. So I want you to make sure that, have you ever played The Sims?
Years ago. Mm-hmm. Years ago.
Well, my children played The Sims when they were younger. I want you to be like a Sim. You're not a Sim, but be like a Sim. And I want you to get in the morning, in the mirror, in the morning when you're getting dressed, and I want you to talk to yourself. I want you to talk to Natasha. Hey, Natasha, listen, girl, we're going to have an amazing day today. You're going to be opening up your mouth. You're going to be speaking. You're going to be standing up for yourself. You're going to be very clear. You're going to be very detailed about the things that you're talking about. You're not going to let people keep walking away with a misunderstanding. And you're not going to be afraid that someone's just going to snatch the wool or snatch the rug from up under you because you say no to one thing. Do not accept things just because people give them to you and you're afraid that nothing better will ever come along in your life. Do not accept things under terms you don't agree with. Got it?
Got it.
So that's your pep talk. And oh, by the way, Natasha, girl, we love you. You're going to do that to yourself in the morning, in the mirror, while you're in the mirror.
Okay, thank you.
And then now you're ready to go.
No, I'm not ready to go. I just said thank you because, you said that.
Yeah, and you need to raise your energy. Because right now you're working against yourself with your own energy, letting your mind tell you all these crazy stories about what's going to happen, what's going to go on, what's going to this and this and this and this and this. It's driving you insane. Start really having faith and start really living your life that you're looking for in the future. Now, and don't be afraid to ask for help, and don't be afraid to ask for clarity, to say, wait a minute, I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you just said. Can you explain it to me again and again and again until I get it? That's what I got for you.
Received.
All right. Well, there you go. Let me give you some sparkles. All right, Natasha. Love
thank
you so
you.
Much. And come back and
love
let us
thank
know.
You.
All right. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Thank you.
Aw. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 7744. Ooh, 7744. You're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm not blue. Can you hear me? Oh, I was a little raspy. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you okay. Who's on the line, please?
It's Margaret. I'm calling from Boston.
Okay. Greetings, Margaret from Boston.
Greetings, greetings. Peace. I'm in the blue room, too. I'm hearing the comments.
All right. She put y'all on notice. She says she in that blue
room.
Wait a minute. I know how y'all get down. I'm in that blue room.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. So happy to be talking to you today. I love you, Miss Blue. Actually, I dyed my hair blue. And someone called me. Someone's like, okay, Miss Blue. And I said, oh.
I love it. We need to be representing out here in these streets.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm just calling. I'm so glad to be on the line. Like I said, this is, I think, the third time this year that I was able to get through. So I'm so grateful because I used to be in the sidelines before I wasn't calling.
Well, you definitely need to be doing something right. You got around, you know, as some people say, they'd be on the phone lines for years and don't get through. So, hey, listen.
No, yes. So much gratitude. I'm really feeling today I was so super sensitive today and very emotional, and I'm learning how to really feel through things this year. I feel like I haven't had much of an option for myself. You know, I really wanted to grow, and so I've been feeling through things and still feeling a lot of discomfort when I'm confused or unhappy about how things are going. And so... Mm-hmm. Right now, when you were talking about just like 6 months ago in March, actually, I got married. I was a...
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. I've grown so much in the last 6 months, even with the codependent relationship. I had a best friend. I thought... She's still my best friend, one of my best friends, but I definitely, the way in which I saw the relationship and connected with people and, like, through my marriage and just through other experiences, because I was living with my best friend, I really was able to see, like, I don't like the codependency. I don't like how I connect, and it's not working for me no more. I couldn't believe it either. Mm-hmm. Because I never would have called. I wasn't imagining that was a codependent relationship. My relationship with my best friend, and then my attachment styles, I wasn't imagining that they were so codependent like that. I knew I had codependency with my family, and kind of spent life always looking for a way to give my power away. Wanted to do stuff for myself, but still trying to think about what mom wanted first and my siblings and what was expected of me and what I expected of myself, not really knowing how to do what I want. This summer I got a nice paying job, and I was like, I know distracted from my purpose work, and I was like, no, I'm going to just work this job and I'm going to save up, then I'll be able to do more of the spiritual work, then I'll be able to help people more, then I'll be, and I lost that job. My best friend ended up, you know, we ended up deciding, like, let's move out, and I thought I was going to be able to just, you know, move out from that apartment and go just be me and my husband. It's just be smooth sailing, and we're going to move. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm calling you, and I'm back in my room that I lived in when I was in high school, because I had to come back to my mom's house, last Wednesday.
You and your husband had to come back to your mom's house?
My husband, just because I don't have a great relationship with my family. I didn't want my husband to be in my mom's house, so he has family in the same city too, and he works.
Wait, 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 mm-hmm. wait, Wait. I must have missed something. So let me make sure I understand, Margaret. You was living with your best friend.
Yeah, my husband.
And your husband.
Mm-hmm.
So is your husband your best friend, or are we talking about two different people?
Two different people.
Okay, so
my
you
childhood
and
best friend. Yeah.
You and your husband was living with your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then you and your husband moved out on your own.
No, my best friend, like, was breaking the lease. She broke the lease. So we couldn't just stay in that place. Ended up finding other people to move into the place. And so...
So let's back... Like, mm-hmm. So your best friend kicked you and your husband out.
No, she moved.
Who place was it?
And we got it together, my best friend and I, before I got married.
Okay. And so you and your husband stayed when your best friend moved out?
Yeah, for like a month. And we're like, we're not going to be able to sustain this place. We got to...
So you two stayed. You two stayed.
We stayed.
And then you wasn't able to pay the rent.
Yeah. Like,
and
we
then
weren't able to save and pay the rent. He was like... You should go back, like, you should go back to your mom's house. Like,
wait
you should
a minute.
Get a family. You should stay with family.
Wait. Yeah, see, this the part I'm.
Mm-hmm.
Then your husband made the suggestion, you go over there and live with your mama, and I'm going to go back over here and live with my family.
Yeah.
There was no place that you two, husband and wife, 6 months in, congratulations again,
could not
go and stay together?
The place that he's at, I could have went to stay there too.
But?
And he had also suggested for me to go and stay there too.
But
I came back to my mom.
Why?
Because I felt like, I don't know, like, I didn't want him to come here with me at all, like, at my mom's at all, because they
Why?
Were, my family was, no, they were no, not no. supportive of our marriage. Yeah, like,
Why?
They were
wait,
trying.
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you go with your husband?
I think I felt nervous, pressured, like it was like a small space. I wasn't going to be able to keep all my stuff like in the same space. I was like, okay, I don't want us to lose everything. So I'll bring some of my stuff at my mom's, and it's close to where he's at. So I'll commute to the other job that I ended up getting, that was a pay cut here, while so I can save, and then we can get our own space and move out of state.
I want to take you back to something for me, because I want you, and it's so good that this is going to be recorded, because you'll get a chance to hear this.
Yes.
So you didn't stay with your husband, and you married each other because you loved each other and you wanted to be committed to the relationship with each other. Okay. You didn't stay with him, even though he suggested you stay, because it's a small space and you wouldn't be able to bring all of your things with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason your husband can't come to your mother's house is because your parents or your mother or your family is not in support of this union, of you two getting together.
Mm-hmm.
And why, what have they told you or your mother is the biggest issue with y'all they find with your relationship?
They don't know him.
No,
like
no, no.
They wanted
to, no, no, no.
They want the biggest issue that they found with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is the biggest issue they found with him?
That he didn't make an effort to get to know them or do stuff the traditional way. Like my family, they're African, and they're like, there's a way that he is too. He's from the same country that they're from. But they felt disrespected or slighted because we didn't do stuff the traditional way,
mm-hmm.
which is going through them. And
mm-hmm. and is there a reason
yeah.
why, because this is your family, is there a reason mm-hmm. why you disrespected your family's wishes and did things?
Yeah, I feel that I didn't feel that I needed to do things that their way. I knew it was going to be disrespectful to them, but I felt, for one, I didn't want them to get mixed into my situation. I think I felt that they had too much control of, like, my decisions in my life in the past, or I gave them too much control. And so
okay. Beautiful.
I didn't want to do it that way.
Beautiful right there, Margaret. You said a mouthful. Mm-hmm. If that is
mm-hmm.
the case, my dear, then why didn't you go with your husband? Why are you back in the house with your family who you consciously say, I knew I was going against their wishes and they were going to feel extremely disrespected about my decision, but I don't want them in my business and I want to do things the way I want to. When you had the chance to move husband, why didn't you go with him?
I feel
no, but you did it. So I don't want you to tell me what you feel. Just tell me, and this isn't judgment. I want you to really talk it through because I think it could help a lot of people in a lot of situations. Why didn't you go with your husband?
This is what I'm saying. The way I feel, like in this moment, to answer the question, sorry, I feel I haven't made that, even us being in a bad situation like that, like, was because I hadn't made the best decisions for my life. Like, even though
yeah,
I fought for my
hold on,
my
but
independence,
you're still
like with my marriage, I didn't
saying,
make
it.
Yeah,
it may
yeah.
have been a wonderful decision. I'm just asking
mm-hmm.
you, why didn't you go with your husband? If you can answer that, then you can unravel a lot of riddles in your life. What is the real reason you did not go with him?
Yeah, I don't trust, but I feel my husband, even though, of course, like, I was living with my roommate with my husband, and I've been with my husband, I know I'm in a relationship with my husband, but I do have, like, very bad
No. I don't want you to. I don't. But that's
that
fine.
I don't really trust my. That's, I don't
okay.
want my husband
so
yeah.
hold on. So,
mm-hmm.
I just want the answer to. If you could stay with Miss Blue here, I promise you.
Yes.
You will get a good breakthrough. So, what is the real reason you did not move in and go with your husband? Don't look in the chat. Don't look in the blue room. Please.
Mm-mm. Not looking in the chat. Just feeling like I would make a bad decision.
Okay. Hold on. So you didn't go with your husband.
Not make a bad decision to live with my husband, but, like, my husband would see.
No. So the reason you didn't go with your husband, are you telling me, because you thought you were going to make a bad decision by going with your husband?
No, that when I would be with my husband, I would make bad decisions. Like, I wouldn't be responsible or hold up my end of, like, what we're doing. I feel that, though it's been nice to be married, my husband doesn't make me feel like we're not equal. I don't at times.
So is equal meaning what kind
of
equal?
In terms of responsibility.
So the responsibility would have been to move away from your husband and not to be by each other's side.
That would have been more responsible.
No, you said that you didn't want your husband to feel that you were making a bad decision.
Yeah,
you know what?
I wasn't willing to make the sacrifice.
Let me tell you what I'm picking up.
Mm-hmm.
That this was your husband's idea for you to go stay with your parents.
Mm-hmm.
That you really wanted to be with him, and he said, no, you should go stay with your parents. I'm going to stay over here with my family, and it's small over here, and you can't bring all that stuff over here, so just stay with your family. So what I'm picking up is you didn't make a decision here at all. He told you what to do. And you did it. And there's nothing wrong with that, because you two are in a union. And if this is what you agreed upon, then this is between you two. You do realize that's not what you said at all. And the only thing that I want to tell you, because we still haven't got to the reason you're calling in to speak to Ms. Blue, but obviously, all of this needed to get unpacked. So now that we got this out the way, you didn't make, Margaret didn't make no decision. When you two could not fulfill the commitment and you realize, listen, we got to get out of this lease because this is too much for us at this time. Not forever, but at this time. Your husband said, we're going to have to be apart. Because where I'm going, you really can't go. And where you can go, I really can't go. So you go back over there with your family, and I'm going to go back over here. And we will still see each other. We're going to save our money because, again, we are sharing this relationship together. No shade. This is your agreement. And you said yes, because I want to show you I can be responsible. I know I just lost that job. I know I was being in a codependent relationship with my roommate, and she got tired of both of our asses not being able to pull our weight. So we've got to get ourselves together. The reason you didn't want him to come over there with your family, because your daddy was going to say, look at here, this is why I told y'all, y'all not ready to get married. Because neither one of you have any kind of stability. And you can't take my daughter into the future. That's what we come together in union for. That's what we make relationships for. Because someone has to be able to take us into the future. And your dad is looking at his beautiful daughter, Margaret, and he says, Margaret can't take us into the future. And I'm looking at you, my new son-in-law, you can't take us into the future. So how are y'all going to move forward? And you decided, I don't want to hear none of that. And he decided, neither do I. So I'm going to go back over here. And you're going to go over there. And then we're going to work to get each other together. And guess what? We're going to run away. We're going to be like Jay-Z and Beyonce on the run tour 3. And we're going to leave this state, and we're going to leave all of these people who don't believe in us behind. And we're going to live this magical freaking life. And it's going to be me and you, baby, against the world. Did I get it right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Good. So now, how can I help?
With that situation or in general?
I don't know. You called in. What do you want me to help you with? Because we never really got to that. We started talking about this. So you let me know because I just wanted to clear that up so you don't, you know, so it's an easy answer now. This was a decision that your husband made for you. See, when your daddy, when your mama starts yakking at you, let them know that your husband made this decision, not you. Your husband, and you're listening to him because he's taking you into your future.
Uh-huh.
And they may not like it, but they will respect it. Okay, I'm listening.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And yeah, thank you for that because it is about, that's the truth. And even like with my family, of course, I was very in my behavior. Like, yeah, I convinced myself, or we convinced ourselves in the beginning. It was very much like defiance, like making a stance for what we believe in, of course. But I was very, very mm-hmm. hurt by my family. And leading with that in the decision making. Mm-hmm. And as I was saying, like, just not really feeling comfortable making important decisions in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really fought for a very long time. And I'm free to make my own decisions, but it feels foolish to be like, I don't know how.
Well, I would say you're beating yourself up way too much because you made a decision, and your mm-hmm. decision was you were going to listen to your husband. You
mm-hmm.
made a decision. You could have very well said, I'm not listening to you. I'm coming with you. You didn't do that. You made a decision
mm-hmm.
to do what he said. This is what's best for us. And you made the decision to do it. So you can stop saying you don't know how to make a decision. Oh, yes, you do. You made
uh-huh.
a decision and you did it. Even though it went against, you know, everything that your parents felt, how you were raised, and even to some degree what you felt, you still did it.
Uh-huh.
And then here's the other thing. Give your parents a break. They're not that disrespected because if they were, they'd have told you, you can't come back here.
Uh-huh.
So everybody has to own their part here. And everyone has to be responsible for the role that they have played in this. And I don't see any victims, especially not you. You are the queen on the board. You ever played chess?
Uh-huh.
You're the queen. And you're choosing your husband to be the king to protect the queen. And maybe he knows something about that family and where he come from and what he's connected to, why he suggested you go stay with your family.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have to stand on that. And you shouldn't take no issues with that. And as far as
yeah,
your family
yeah.
not knowing him, that's your fault too. Because
yeah.
you can tell me that you are close enough to him to marry him and your family don't know him. You didn't want them to know him. You didn't want your father to have that conversations that fathers have with men who want to marry their daughters. And
mm-hmm.
so the reason that relationship is frail, unstable, is because of decisions that you made. But here's
mm-hmm.
the beauty. There's only one person who can change that. That's not your husband. That's not your daddy. It's not even your mother. The only person that can change that is you. That's it. That's it. And that's going to be a slow walk because it requires you to tell the truth. I never wanted you to meet him because I knew you all would judge him because he's nothing like your daddy. And when I say nothing like your daddy, I'm talking about as far as how your father provides and takes care of his family. He has a different set of values. I'm not saying they're the same.
Yeah. No, they're but different. Definitely I didn't want him to meet my family because, well, my dad, even though he is a part of my life, he's not with my mom and he's not out here, like, in this country. They did have an interaction and it went, you know, in a sense the way I was less worried about my father because I don't know him that well, my dad as well as I know my mom and my siblings. But the way that I've been perceived by my family, I didn't want that to tarnish my husband's view of me, even though he still had to, you know them and know of them because they're here. And he's still interacting with my father, you know, and it was a lot more. I thought that I was safe to let him interact with my dad, but as you were saying, like, the same type of thing happened.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I was trying to, like, avoid something that, not that it was inevitable, but I put so much energy and intention and concentration and focus into avoiding this thing that did happen, birthday. But yeah, the issue that my father had was just like not going the traditional route, meaning not doing a traditional wedding, and not prioritizing doing a traditional wedding. And
yeah,
for him, he's like, okay, do
a traditional wedding, okay, would
mm-hmm.
show that you had a solid foundation.
Exactly. And, like, my father, my father, I didn't, not that my dad, definitely he provides for his family, like, his siblings and stuff like that.
Let me ask you, and I just want to calm down a little bit, but I've really enjoyed talking with you, Margaret. So what ultimately is your question?
My question, I just wanted some advice on really just trusting myself when I'm making decisions. Like, I really want to put myself first. I do feel that I felt honestly guilty for the fact that I listened to my husband because I was such a big African in going against my family. I was such a big advocate of, like, I'm doing this for myself. And I feel, even though I don't regret agreeing with my husband's decision, and I don't regret, I saw logic in my husband's decision as well, and I love my husband, and I'm okay with the fact that I listened to what he said, but I'm not okay. I don't feel okay with the fact that I had to backtrack. It feels like I'm backtracking, or, like, you know, I can't be. So now I feel that I can't be so in the same energy that I was with my family before because I have to ask them I have to ask my mom to hold space for me or accept my mom's offer to hold space for me here in this home.
Well, I will tell you this.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, of course, now that we're talking, I'm like, the original question that I came in to ask, you know, you answered it already. Because it's not that I'm scared to make decisions or unsure of myself to make decisions. That's just, I'm feeling the conflict. The truth is, I'm just feeling the conflict of the fact that I made that decision.
And I can't. And here's the thing I will tell you, Margaret, and thank you for that.
Yeah.
I don't give advice. I'm not giving advice. And as loose as I begin to talk, and advice, but I will tell you what's spirit is telling me to tell you and that you need to know at this particular time. The main thing is it's going to require a level of honesty because, see, it's a cycle being formed here, and you're kind of setting yourself up to do your husband the way you did your family. So you have to be honest and tell your husband about, yeah, I'm doing this because I love you and I'm trusting you for leading us. But this was a big step backwards for me to have to go back to the family that I basically shitted on, no pun intended. And now I have to kind of, you know, tuck my tail between my legs and go back into this household that I didn't want to go back in. Now, and just let him be aware of that. I don't think it's anything, you know, more than that. You two will be able to figure it out from there. Because if you don't, then the same way you negated to tell your family about these master plans to run away and they felt betrayed and disrespected, this is how your husband is going to feel when it's 6 months, 7 months, 8 months down the line and you bust out and tell him that you really felt very uncomfortable having to go back to your parents' house after all that's happened and transpired and them not supporting him and not supporting the marriage, and you went and did it anyway. And he's going to say, well, why didn't you say something? And you're going to come up with this song and dance that you're just telling me here. And what it's going to ultimately turn out to be is you're going to start harboring resentment against him. And I know it's easy to say, no, we love each other. We love each other. I love you. You love me. We love each other. We love each other. But I promise you, the next time he makes a decision, you're going to start treating him like your mother and your father. You're not going to trust it. Because you know how bad this one made you feel. So you have to talk it out. And you have to be honest about that. And then here's the other thing. You're not holding any kind of resentment against your husband for putting you back in this decision, this position. Because you're also taking your responsibility, but you're not holding him accountable for any of this. Stay with me. But you're still holding your family accountable because, quote unquote, as you said, for making you feel like you can't make good decisions and for them sort of trying to control you and manipulate you and, you know, put you in a codependent relationship. I'll be the first to tell you there's nothing wrong with a codependent relationship. But what is wrong is when it's an unhealthy codependent relationship. Because everyone has to be in relation. I'm in relationship with this mic, with my computer. I'm in a co-relationship right now, but it's healthy. So nothing's wrong with codependency. We're talking about healthy relationships, because codependent means I depend on you and you can depend on me. Maybe not for the same things, but there is some sort of foundation and stability that is there. So you have time, and I'm gonna tell you Wednesday 11/11, I mean 10/11, I'm a month ahead. 10/11 is the perfect day to bring the troops together and clear the air. When you feel it's right, start talking to your husband about it. Start talking to your mother about it and start clearing the air. And what you have to stop doing is telling yourself. I don't make good decisions. What else did you say about yourself? You said a lot of stuff. You have to stop it. Because if you can tell me you don't make good decisions, then you can tell me you know how to start.
Uh-huh.
Because people who don't know how to make good decisions never think they don't make good decisions. It's quite the opposite. They are so arrogant that they think they ass is making the best decision and the whole world just got it effed up. See the difference?
Yeah.
So you make good decisions. I need you to just stop and think about what you're processing at the time. And then you have to stop needing an enemy. And see, the reason you got with your husband has a lot to do with your enemies. You and your friend, best friends. But then you got with him, enemy. You see the pattern? And even if you don't consider them an enemy in your mind, that's how you respond, because you feel, I can't be in love with my family and connected and in love with my husband. I can't have this best friend and me and her is chummy yummy and still love my husband and still love my family. Yes, you can. Uh-huh. Yes, you can. You don't need someone to be an enemy to push you forward. And you don't have to put all of your blame on them, because really, I'm telling you, if you go back and you look at all of these decisions, you're going to see that Margaret made some bold, bad-ass decisions, that it takes somebody with a lot of fortitude to make. Because this move right here, baby girl, this is a boss move that you just made. So I don't want you to slide back and try to say, oh no, you know, I didn't get to make a decision. Yes, you did. Oh, you made all the decisions here. You made the decision to get married. You made the decision to live with your friend and your husband. You made the decision to not tell your family. You made the decision for him to talk to your father. Then you made the decision for him no longer to talk to your family. And you made all the decisions here. Matter of fact, you're the one making the decisions. I just need you to know that. Anything feels unright, feels out of balance, then all you have to do is look at your decisions and make some different ones. The ones that put things back into alignment. Because you, my dear darling, are not a victim here. Not to your daddy, not to your mama, not to that job, not to your friend. Not to your husband, and thank goodness, not even to you, because victims save. Watch any movie you want to watch. The victim never gets saved. It is only when that victim starts fighting like they are no longer a victim that they can make it out of their situation, because nobody is coming to save.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
Yeah, you got this. You know?
Thank you. I haven't asked any of the other times about spirit guides.
Mm-hmm.
I communicate with my grandmother. She passed in December. My mother's mom. She transitioned at the age of 85. That's the 13, you know, divine feminine. She went out exactly how she said she would. She wasn't going to cause no trouble to no one. And she'd go out talking. And that's how she went. So I have her. And I did just take a glance in the blue room. Y'all tearing me up, but I receive it in love. Princess Erica, he have a job. I'm the one that was jobless. And he's not old, but I love y'all. And I receive all of it in love. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you so much.
That
it feels
we
like
want
family.
To win.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it. But like, it feels like family and real genuine love.
Yeah, it is.
But
just
yeah,
like
I have my grandmother that passed, and she gratefully and so grateful she passed on some beautiful clairvoyant gifts and just so many gifts and so I communicate with her, but in terms of other spirit guides, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't see like our family bloodline. I don't really see them as spirit guides. I see them as ancestors, which is a very powerful sacred role too. But the total number of spirit guides that you currently have with you, Margaret, is 9. You have 9 spirit guides. And when 9 spirit guides are with you, they are asking you to end something, to complete something, finish something, to get rid of something. You know, they're asking you to end some things. And a lot of times, this energy they're asking us to end, it all starts inside. And you're at that point. You're at that point where you recognize these things within yourself that you do want to change. You've become aware of them. You see how they're playing out in your life. And you don't particularly like all of them. There may be some things quite naturally, of course, that you absolutely love. But there's so many things you don't want to do or repeat. And they are here to help you start a new cycle. And lastly, I want to give you this. It's more than you being accountable. See, because through everything that has happened, you have been 100% accountable. This is more than about being accountable. This is about taking action. And this is about acknowledging. And this is about being honest, because without all of those, you can be accountable for a whole lot of shit. Doesn't mean nothing is going to change if you're not willing to take the action, if you're not willing to go the next step, to go back and really see how you're going to move forward in a different way. If you're not going to take the action to change what you're doing, being accountable, it's only part of the story, a very important part. I don't want to misconstrue that, because I heard you say that, but it's important to be accountable. But look what you were being accountable for. See, it doesn't mean anything. But once you get into your actions of being accountable, and then you get into the place where you can really be honest about what you're doing, and you're willing to make adjustments, to recalibrate. Recalibrate means to go back over and to do something different at a higher level. You have to be able to do that. Otherwise, you stay in the cycle. You've acknowledged it. You're very aware of what's going on, because you came on the phone very aware of everything that was happening in your life and how it was affecting everybody, totally accountable for all of it, but none of it changed. So you have to go that extra step. You have to go that extra mile. You have to do something different. You can't let that same mind that got you there get you out. And then you have to upgrade your self-love, because this isn't about your family and their values and how you were raised and what they feel is a part of the culture or not a part of the culture. This has nothing to do with that. Their beef with you has so much to do with how much you love yourself. See, because soon as something don't go wrong, you go, oh, y'all know I have codependent issues. Y'all know I don't make good decisions. And you can't keep leaning on that accountability. You have to lean on something else. something greater, something that's more true to who you really are, the loving, amazing, wonderful daughter, wife, sister you are, and friend. That's what I want you to lean on. Lean on those parts of yourself. When you start introducing your story, your challenges, put those parts first. So next time we talk, you say, Miss Blue, I'm a wife. I love my husband. My husband loves me. I have an amazing family. We don't always get along. I have wonderful friends in my life. And I am working on loving me, and I love myself. And here's the challenge I'm faced with. So you have to change your narrative. You got to change your own story. We're all waiting on everyone else to change the narrative, but you have the power to change your story. And it starts by what you speak out of your mouth, because that's where the power of life and death is. And you never want to speak death upon your life. You never want to cast a spell on yourself through your thoughts, through your feelings, and through your words. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you are speaking life into you. See how you spoke life in your husband? Oh no, I love my husband. You need to keep that same energy when you're talking about you. And there you go.
Thank you so much, Miss Blue.
You're so welcome. We love you. The Blue Room is sending you so much love. There you go.
Love you
too. So there you go. You have to come back and let us know how this all plays out. Wonderful. You'll know the right time. You'll know. Yeah. Hold the line. All right. Woo, that was a doozy, but that was a good one. That was so good. So good, because a lot of times we need to talk things out. I will tell you, I think every single person, I don't know anyone, well, let me not say that. I know maybe three people who came to me that in a reading that just wasn't a good person. But we just sometimes need to talk things out. And a lot of times we have to work things out. We can get so bogged down with things happening in our lives and our minds just sort of running away with us that sometimes you got to talk it out. You know, sometimes people say you got to work it out. Sometimes you got to talk it out. And once you talk it out, it's like, you know, having, if you've ever had some wires tangled up, if you quickly try to pull on them and yank them, they're just going to get more tangled. Or like a necklace, a piece of jewelry that gets tangled. You got to take your time. Sometimes you got to be delicate. Sometimes you got to let it sit for a minute. Sometimes you only can pull on one string and just kind of follow it through. Take it through the loops, take it through the ups and the downs. So on Planet Remix, no, when I'm talking to you guys here, this is really for the soul. It's for all of us, because we all get to learn from each other's story and how we're moving through. In a reading, those of you who had readings with me, we're not doing all this. But we do this here, because this is a part of where you start to take your power back. If you've lost your power, if you gave it away, if you lock that shit somewhere in, you know, another dimension, you get to open it back up and you get to allow it to gracefully and lovingly come back to you. And you can feel your power here. And you can be supported and you can get the realness. I'm going to be real. I'm going to be honest. I'm not interested in people liking what I say, or even you guys agree. You can disagree. You never have to do what I say. It's not what this is about. But I am going to challenge you at the same point, because here, whether you like it or not, yeah, you're going to get a reading, but I'm going to teach you about you while you're here by giving some of it back to you. And so you can use this space as a space to really love on yourself. Really love on yourself and to learn. Learn how to communicate. Learn how to interact with people. Learn how to combat your mind when your mind is trying to take you down this dark, lonely road and you know you don't belong there. So these are questions sometimes that can help you when you're in your mind and when you're finally ready to surrender your mind and go in your heart and there and there and there. That feels so good to me when I know you get in your heart. And Margaret finally gave up her mind and went straight in her heart. And that's a feeling because many of you have told me that you don't ever forget. And it has empowered all of you to continue as you move forth through your day, your week, your life, your year. You've used that. Wait a minute. Let me drop down in my body. And then there's times where you got to move out of your heart. And I'm just saying, I'm known to get you out your heart because that's going to hurt too much. You're going to have to drop down way in your body. You're going to have to go so low in your body that you are in your higher self. And I'm going to help you raise your frequency as high as you can get it. That's a part of my work. When you come here, I'm here to help you raise your frequency so you can see in you what I see in you. Because I see you and me, we the same. You can do the same, if not better in some areas. Now, don't get me wrong. We all have our specialties. But you're going to go higher here. As Jay-Z said, higher. Yeah, we're going to go higher. We're going to go higher. I can't really sing that, but y'all got what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. Let's go to the next caller. Where'd the next caller go? Did they get scared and run off? Let me see where the next caller went. Where did the next caller go? Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 8508. 8508, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 508, going once, going twice, gone. All right, so now. What we're going to do. What are we going to do? We are going to get ready to get out of here and have an amazing, wonderful, very aware, very present, very proactive, very discerning, very intuitive, very psychic, very telepathic week. And I want to see you all in the comments. I really do. And definitely share your thoughts, your takeaways. And save this show. Maybe one you want to come back to later in the week. And on that note, make sure you like and subscribe because I may be going live again this week. Also, don't forget to follow us on social, The Remix Radio _. I did say we was going to do a quest. Didn't I say that? Okay. All right. Yeah. I guess we can. We can do that before we get out of here. Look at y'all. Y'all don't forget anything. But see how quickly I do what y'all ask? I need y'all to keep that same energy. When I'm asking y'all to do these little things to help support the platform, help support the work, I need y'all to keep that same energy. Where are those comments at? I need y'all to keep that same energy. Where is that going back to any of the products you purchase and leaving your review? I need you to keep that same energy. Because what y'all ask of me, I do, within reason. Sometimes y'all get a little way out there, but not too much. But I need y'all to keep that same energy. See how that work? I'm going to need you to keep that same energy. So we're going to get ready to do a spirit quest. This is a perfect one for these times. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to get us prepped for this particular spirit quest. This is one that definitely is going to be very grounding in its essence. Some of you may have done it before, so it's not going to be live, but listen, it packs a punch and it's a lot of magic. And it's perfect for the frequency and the energy that we're in now and that we will be riding the cosmic waves into the rest of the week. By the way, you want to get on the phone lines. I'm just saying, because I may, you know, take us into another one of those sacred spaces, those honeycomb hideouts this week. And when you're saying yes, leave a comment for Miss Blue's magical products. Yep. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Do that. Do that. Do that. Leave a comment. Yeah. Go back. Review it. So many of you purchased it and, you know, y'all are leaving comments, but I would love to hear from more of you. And leave a comment here on YouTube because this allows the work to get out to more of the soul family to find it. That's important too. All right. So here we go. Here we go. Here we go. And it keeps things rolling around here. So I can sit here with y'all for 3-4 hours twice a week and we can do this. Okay. So we're going to get ready to do the spirit quest first thing. First, you can do this sitting down, standing up. Just don't do it when you're driving, operating heavy machinery, you know, that good jazz. You can close your eyes. You certainly don't have to. I would recommend that you do close your eyes only because it will help you to shut out the outside world. And so you can focus. So let's get ready. Let's go.
Greetings, I'm Miss Blue, and thank you for joining me here. We're going to be talking about the color red, how to use it, when to use it, and what to use it for, and doing a light color clearing and sort of re-energizing and charging ourselves up using the powerful attributes in the color red. So let's get started.
I just thought of something. I know. Maybe not that spirit quest. I just thought of something. Spirit just brought something. I know. I know. I love y'all too. I know. I know. I know, you guys. I know. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I know. Yeah. 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 I know. I just thought of something. Thought of something. Just. Let me see if I can get this. Da 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 da. Da. Oh wow. I know, you guys. What a time to be alive. Let's do this. Let's do this. Y'all are not going to like this. No, y'all are going to love this. I'm going to come back on before the 14th. And we're going to do a live one together because I want it to be now. And even though that one is the red light therapy, the red light healing spirit quest, I want all of us to infuse our energy and to have it archived in the Akashic records. By the way, if you haven't downloaded the Akashic Record from the Digital Magic site, I think it's open because the records are open and Spirit just kind of said, hey, you can do that, but if you really want to level up, you need to do a live one. So I'm going to be coming back on this week and we're going to be doing a live Spirit Quest together. Okay. And that's what we're coming together for the Spirit Quest. And we're going to do one that's going to carry us all the way through. Till the end of this year. So I'll be working on putting that together and we're going to come back together and we're going to do it that way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See how easy it is to, as my daddy says, Ashe, you got to learn how to catch yourself. Catch yourself. It's okay to stop, explain, say no, made a mistake. Not going to do that. That's not the best decision. That's not the best thing to do. I want to lead by example with you guys. I stopped that. No, we're not doing that. Here's something better. And I love it that you all support me. But for those who don't, it's okay. I still got to stand on that because I feel that in my spirit. And that's how I want you all to be too. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And sometimes it may not be easy to tell people, nah, I changed my mind. I thought about it and I'm not, that's not what I want. I don't want to do that right now. That's not for me right now. The way that we're doing this, this ain't working for me right now. No, I'm sorry. And yes, that may put me at a disadvantage. That may put me in a position where I don't know what I'm going to do next. I don't know what it's going to look like next. I'm not trying to predict the future. I just know that if I start taking action and I am staying true to myself, I am staying true to my values, I'm staying true to listening to spirit, I know I can walk with confidence without even knowing that everything is going to turn out lovely, not just for me, but for you too. See how that goes? Not just for me, but you too. Because there's a bigger picture here. And I can see a big picture, but I know the divine can see the whole picture. And there's a couple of corners I still got to go around. It's a couple of mountains I still got to climb. There's a couple of doorways that I don't know if I'm ready to open them. But I do know that when I'm here and I'm listening to my heart and I'm coming from one of the most real and authentic places inside of me, whether that sounds like some bullshit, people with it, they not with it, they like me, they hate me, whatever it is, I'm not worried about any of that. Because before I can do right by you, I got to do right by me. But that requires me. I don't have to have collateral damage in the process because I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to tell you about it. I'm going to share it with you. There is no collateral damage. Because it's real, it's raw, and it's up front. But had I cut it off, and had I ended the show, you would have said, what happened? I thought we were in the middle. Did y'all hear music? I didn't hear music. Did the show cut off? I thought Miss Blue said. It would have been all of these questions. All of these unanswered questions. Then if I would have came back on next week and never said a word about it, never acknowledged never mentioned it. And not because I forgot, because I just felt like I didn't need to tell you nothing. You'll figure it out on your own. You'll have your own thoughts about what happened and what didn't happen and all of that. That causes collateral damage. And if you don't know what that is, that means that someone innocent, that means that someone who is a standbyer, that means that someone who's close to the situation, that means that someone who's not close to the situation gets hurt. They get damaged. And sometimes with collateral damage, they never even know the reason why. Allow yourself to authentically walk into this eclipse season. And make sure that you're not creating collateral damage along the way. It may take you to explain yourself a couple of times or to go back and clear up some misunderstanding. Set some healthy boundaries, because as much as I want all of you who have been doing work on yourself to be there for everyone around you, I need you to also be there for yourself. And so again, we know we're not crazy. We know that connection that all of us have inside of us that has to do with Libra. Libra is about our relationships. And we're going to see this play out on the big stage with our government, with laws being passed. And you're going to see people finally standing together, sticking together, but not together in foolishness, in something that they intrinsically really believe in. Something they really believe in. And so all of this backhandedness and this, I'm coming up off of you, I'm going to do this, and we doing this, and we going against this, and all of that energy, it doesn't get you where you think it's going to get you. So use this time to grow, to heal, to release. I know it's a new moon, but this is the time to release, to let go, to make room, do some feng shui. You can do some physical feng shui, but make sure you're doing mental feng shui, internal feng shui. Because you're making room for parts of yourself that have come into the light to be able to fully have room to grow so you can evolve, so you can course correct if that is needed, so you can level up if that is needed. And you can be of assistance to others if that is needed. So on that note, we're going to get out of here. So I will see you all this week, sometime this week. Because yes, life be lifing, but it can only life you to the degree you have lifed it. Now that's one to grow on. Life can only life you to the degree you have lifed. Period. That's it. So I love you all. Have an amazing evening. I will see you in the comments. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Don't forget to pass it on. Tell a friend. Share a friend. And yeah. So we out. We out. Yeah. We out. Love you all so much. Have an amazing week. Be good to each other. Peace and love, soul family. Ciao. Ciao.